this is Max.
Hi, Max. Tony Crable from WVPE Public Radio up in Elkhart.
Oh, Tony, thanks so much for having me today.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for joining me. Where are you right now? Are you on the road with the senator? Or?
We're on the road. I'm here with my mom, Mrs. Robert F. Kennedy, and we're on 465 North, headed for Fishers. We're going to a women's center there to speak with voters about Senator Obama and hopefully convince them to come out and vote for him.
Okay. Are you thinking of going to the site where your father made the announcement 40 years ago?
This afternoon we're going to go to the school and park where my father spoke, and so my mom and I are going there together, and we're really looking forward to that. It's obviously a tough day for Americans all around the country, but we're really, really happy to be here. And you know, I had no idea that so many people were aware of that speech. It was kind of something we talked about sometimes at the in the dining room, and I've just been amazed and gratified, and you know, to read how much people in Indiana care about that night, and you know, just to feel connected to my dad in that way is really a privilege.
What do you think was the overriding reason that your father's speech may have prevented violence from breaking out in Indianapolis that night?
Well, I think that, you know, the credit for that really goes to Dr. King and to his message of unity you know, and kind of sharing the idea that we're all Americans, and, you know, the way that he kind of began to expand the movement beyond just civil rights during that time. And I think people here really began to identify that with that. And it's very similar to Senator Obama and how he has, you know, asked us all to reach out, you know, the way he works across party lines, and the way, you know, that he inspires us to work together, and instead of kind of working at ends and you know, pulling the country apart. But I think also that the local leaders here were really dedicated to creating peaceful change, and so I think that had a lot to do with it. You know, but my dad obviously cared very much about what would happen that day, and you know, cared deeply and personally about Dr. King, you know, with whom he had become friends. So that was, I think, a very, very tough night for him, and everybody was happy about how things turned out here.
What, from what you know about your father, obviously, I mean, you were 3 years old when he was running for president and when he was killed. From the stories that you've heard about your father and from the time that you knew your father, is there something in Barack Obama that reminds you of him?
Well, I think that, you know, I was so young, but I've spoken with people so often around the country who remember my father, and what they say is that he inspired them to be better Americans, to become involved in politics, and to try to make this country the greatest that it can be. And I think Senator Obama has done that in a remarkable way. And I can't tell you how many people have come to me and said that they left politics, they walked out on the electoral process 40 years ago, and that they're inspired to come back. And I see that when I travel around. We have 17 headquarters here, and just we had, you know, just this weekend, we had 2,000 volunteers across the state in a single day coming out for Obama. We're signing up 1,000 new voters, people who have never voted before, never registered before, every single day. And he's going to, you know, inspire the state. We're going to have the highest, you know, voter turnout in the history of Indiana on May 6th. And that's an amazing thing. And I think you know, that inspiration is similar to the way my dad inspired people. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, just from a personal standpoint, that I never really understood how people felt about my father until I started hearing Barack Obama and came to feel that same way myself. Excuse me?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just wanted my mother's with me. We just left the airport, and I just wanted to see if you would say hi to Mom for a minute.
I would be delighted to say hi to your mother.
Here's my mother. Thanks.
Tony?
Yes. Mrs.
Hey,
Kennedy.
How are you? It's Ethel Kennedy.
Well, thank you. Good afternoon, and it's an honor to speak with you, ma'am.
Oh, how nice of you to say, well, you know what? It's an honor for me to be back in Indianapolis and campaigning for another spectacular candidate. We're so lucky to have Senator Obama.
I was asking Max, based on what he knew and what he's heard all his life growing up about his father, what about Barack Obama reminds him of Bobby, and obviously you're in a better position to say that even more. What do you see in Barack Obama that reminds you of your late husband?
You know, for me, he's not only for me, for everybody, he's a breath of fresh air. Our country has kind of lost its moorings, and he is so centered and so courageous, and he knows who he is, and nobody's going to move that rock. But he, in turn, is going to move the country, and he is moving the country. It's so exciting to see young voters turning out and working for him. It's great. Oh, you know what? We're kind of just pulling up.
So, okay.
Tony, I hope I get to meet you in person.
Yes, I would be delighted if you're... I'm actually up in Elkhart around South Bend area, but...
South Bend, we go there tomorrow.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
Well, great.
So that will be wonderful. We'll sing Cheer, Cheer for Old Notre Dame together.
There you go. Oh, I know what I was going to ask you. Within your own family, there's not agreement about which candidate to support, right? I mean, you're...
A couple of them are on the other side, but... We got one back, and, you know, there's time to get two of the others back.
Oh, which one did you get back?
Rory, hey.
Yeah, okay.
Tony?
Yes?
They're really signaling that I got to go.
Okay, all right, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Mrs. Kennedy, for talking
Great
with me.
Talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.